Colder air will continue to build into the region throughout the day with a chance for scattered snow showers and flurries. Heavy lake effect snow bands will continue to flow off of Lake Ontario toward the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley. Some of those snow showers may funnel down the Mohawk Valley and into the capital region during the day as well. Lake effect squalls may cause visibility issues on the roads, and a quick coating could be possible, and that'll create slick spots on untreated surfaces. So do watch out and be very cautious traveling into the lake effect zones. It'll be a cold day with highs only in the 20s and 30s, made colder by a busy breeze. Over the weekend, another trough will move over the region, bringing a reinforcing shot of cold air, which will set us up for our next system to roll through later Sunday and into the day on Monday as a clipper-type system makes its way through the region. That system could bring 2 to 4 inches of snow and create some issues with Monday morning's commute. Another reinforcing shot of cold air moves in early next week, and we watch the potential for another snowstorm to move through midweek. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast for today or tonight. A strong mid-level speed max is forecast to advance across the Pacific Northwest. Related ascent may combine with marginal buoyancy emanating from the Pacific Marine Layer in support of an isolated thunderstorm affecting parts of coastal Washington and Oregon and the adjacent coastal waters. Lake effect snow bands, perhaps associated with a modest convective enhancement, may persist over the Great Lakes region. However, present indications are that thunderstorm potential with this activity should be minimal. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, a chance of snow showers, then mostly sunny with a high near 40. It'll be quite windy. A west wind 15 to 20 miles an hour could gust as high as 30 miles an hour with wind chill values between 20 and 30 degrees. In Boston, clouds on the increase, a high temperature in the upper 30s. That west wind 10 to 20 miles an hour could gust near 30 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, a chance of snow showers. It'll be a partly sunny day, a high near the freezing mark, and a northwest wind around 10 to 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 38 degrees with a record of 62 set in 1966. Normal minimum temperature is 24 degrees with a record of 11 below zero set in 1902. Sunrise and sunset data for today, December the 9th. Sunrise at 7:14 a.m. and sunset will come at 4:21 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Cloudy with a chance of snow showers and cold with a near steady temperature in the mid-20s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour could gust to 25 miles an hour from time to time. And for tonight, mostly cloudy, cold with a low in the lower teens and winds diminishing to about 5 to 10 miles an hour overnight. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, then becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, as well as Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy, a chance of drizzle or freezing drizzle, then a chance of rain later in the afternoon, a high near 40 degrees. For tonight, a chance of drizzle this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow overnight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, gusty winds from 10 to 15 miles an hour, could gust to 25 miles an hour, high temperatures in the lower 30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy and cold, a low in the mid to upper teens, winds still out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers and near steady temperature in the upper 20s. Winds 10 to 15 miles an hour out of the northwest could gust up to 25 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy and cold, lows in the mid and upper teens. Winds will settle overnight. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, partly sunny and breezy, a high in the 20s to low 30s. Mostly cloudy on Sunday with a chance of snow, highs in the mid-20s to low 30s. Snow likely on Monday, highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s. Partly sunny with a chance of snow showers Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.